Sage, and I'm going to walk you through how to create a Wikipedia article. The first step is to decide what you want to write about. For this tutorial, I've decided to write about the right to science and culture, a human right expressed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So the first step is to search Wikipedia to see if there's already an article on this topic. I'm going to go to the search box and type right to science and culture. What will come up is a list of results, but it doesn't take me straight to an article because there is no article titled Right to Science and Culture. So the next thing I'm going to do is scroll through these results to see if there's an article that's on this topic that goes by a different name. And there's not. So there is no article about Right to Science and Culture by that or any other name. The next thing I'm going to do is go to this link that says you may create the page Right to Science and Culture. And the link is red. Red links in Wikipedia mean there's no article on that topic. So when I click this, what comes up is just a blank editing box. This is where you compose a Wikipedia article. So the first thing you need in a Wikipedia article is an introductory sentence. The introductory sentence is a short definition of what this topic is, what this is going to be about. So I've already composed one, which I will paste in. The right to science and culture is a human right claimed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and related documents, which says that everyone has a right to participate in culture, to benefit from scientific progress, and to have a stake in their own contributions to science and culture. Now, at the bare minimum, this could be a Wikipedia article. I could come down here and click Save, and it would be live. But that's not all it takes to get a Wikipedia article to stick around. So let's click Show Preview and see what that would look like. It's just this bare text that I typed in. And that doesn't look very much like what a typical Wikipedia article looks like. So the first thing is, it's not very well developed. So I want to flesh this out a little bit more, and I want to do that based on sources. So I found this article, The Right to Science and Culture, by a legal scholar. It basically lays out what different people have said about the right to science and culture, how it's been interpreted. And I've looked through that, and what I found out is that this right is enshrined in two important human rights documents, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. And that it has slightly different language in each place. And so what I want to do is put that into the article, say, where it's found. So I've composed that already, and I'm going to paste that in. It is expressed in Article 27 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, and then here I have exactly what that part of the Universal Declaration says. And then similar language appears in Article 15 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, a treaty that many nations have signed, and then I paste in exactly what that part says. And the next thing that I want to do is expound a little bit about what I learned on this article about the right to science and culture. And so I've composed a few sentences that basically explain the gist of it. The concept of a right to science and culture has received relatively little attention from legal scholars and human rights activists, and there's no widely accepted interpretation what the right entails in practice. Members of the Access to Knowledge movement have argued that the right to science and culture is in tension with overly broad intellectual property rights that severely limit the ability of many people to participate in cultural life and benefit from progress in science and technology. So that's a reasonable short article now. If I click Preview again, I can see that there's a fair bit of text, but it doesn't look great. So the next thing I want to do is start prettying this up. The first thing to do is the title of the article, when it appears in the first sentence, should be bold. So I'm going to make it bold by highlighting this title, The Right to Science and Culture, and clicking the B, bold. And what it does is it puts three single quotation marks on each side of the words. That's the Wikipedia markup that makes something bold. So if I go down here and click Preview again, we'll see that now it's bold. the next thing I want to do is create some links to other articles so that people will be able to click from this article to related topics. So I think Universal Declaration of Human Rights is something that someone may want to read about. So I'm going to put... I'm going to do the same thing, actually. Highlight it and click this link button, internal link. And what it does is it puts opening and closing square brackets around the words. And that is the Wikipedia markup to create a link to the article of that title. So other things that I want to give similar treatment to include the International Covenant, link that, and maybe Access to Knowledge Movement. That's a social movement that is related to this topic. So now I'm going to click Preview, and we'll see what we have now. Great. These are all blue links, which means that there's articles associated with each of these things that I've linked. So our article's coming along, but it's not likely to stick around unless I cite my sources. So the very simplest way that I can do this is to create a new section, which I do by two equal signs, followed by the name of the section, references, and two more equal signs. This will create a new section, and I want to cite this paper. So I go down, and there's actually a suggested citation format right here. So it's just basically a standard bibliographic citation, and I'm going to paste that in. Now let's see what our page looks like. So, at the minimum, if I saved it right now, this would probably stick around, because it's a basic article that looks okay, has wiki links in it, and it also has a reference showing where this information came from, so that people can check and make sure I didn't just make it up myself. So actually, I'm going to do that and go ahead and click Save Page. It says, you've not provided an edit summary. So I'm going to go down here to the Edit Summary box and say, new article about a human right. Click Save Page. So now I've created a Wikipedia article. It's that simple.